something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, don't accept that theory that whatever will be, will be. It is not true. It is not true. Why then did Jesus pray? Why did he pray so much? Jesus prayed a lot. He prayed so much. Study the Bible. You'd find Jesus prayed so much. So why did he pray so much? If anybody were qualified to let things be the way they were, it was Jesus. If anybody could have stayed away from prayer, it was Jesus. But he prayed so often. He prayed so much. Why did he pray so much? There are many things in your life today that have happened that would never have happened if you had prayed. Many times we're too lazy to pray. Just too lazy to pray. I'm telling you, so many things in your life today that would have never happened if you had prayed. And which could have been changed if you had prayed. Because many times it's not what happens that really is important. Because we can change anything. It's what we do with what has happened. A lot of times we let those things be. And then they dominate us and dictate the circumstances of our existence. And how sad that is. Question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to allow your life continue like this without prayer, without some supernatural power? I remember, you know, the old saints used to say something. They would say a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. I don't agree with them, but I realize the reason they said those things was because when a Christian who would not pray, they found out that in his life there was nothing supernatural. He could talk in tongues, all right, but there was no power flowing from his life. So they said a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. The truth is, no Christian is powerless. Even the prayerless one has a lot of power, but he cannot put it to work. You see it? It's like a man who has a generator in his house. All the electrical fittings are there, but he doesn't know how to put the gen on. So when it's night, there's darkness in the house because nobody to show him how to put it on. So he got this wonderful generator sent to him from Germany. And so he is looking at it, not knowing what to do. He can't put it on. So you come to visit him in the nighttime and everywhere is dark. And then you say, what's going on? He says, I have a new generating set. Can you imagine? But I can't put it on. So he's got power, but he can't use it. That's the way that Christian is who will not pray. But you see, through prayer, your spiritual eyes are open and you know what to do. Through prayer, we are transported. Now, you remember when the Word of God says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. You know that. Now, the word fellowship is a Greek word. It's from a Greek word, koinonia. It means partnership, fellowship, togetherness. But there's a remote synonym to it, and it is communication. That leads into a better word, which is transportation. In other words, you can read it in, fill it in, and say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the transportation of the Holy Ghost. Many of us have not majored on the transportation of the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, in these last days, we are going to witness tremendous levels of transportations in the spirits like we never saw before. Hallelujah. We read in the book of Acts and we find Philip transported of the Holy Ghost. In fact, the man was moved physically. But beyond that, we can be transported in the spirit. And while you're here, the Spirit of God transports you to some other nation. And you can accomplish divine tasks. This is what the Spirit of God wants us to do. But too many of us are too weak to pray. We say three words and we stop. And one of the reasons is the too many Christians in today's world that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. And I wonder why. As we witnessed to people years ago, right after you received Christ into your heart, the next moment is receive the Holy Ghost. That's the next thing we're talking about. We don't even tell you go home and come back. Because we always thought, if you went home, you wouldn't have the power to stand anything. The earlier you receive the Holy Ghost, the better for you. How can anybody expect to live the true, authentic Christian life without the Holy Ghost? It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And we have to understand that having the Holy Ghost has nothing to do with Pentecost. Because sometimes you ask people, do you have the Holy Ghost? And they say, well, I'm not a Pentecostal. What do you mean Pentecostal? You don't have anything to do with Pentecost. Pentecost has nothing to do with Christianity. For your information, the only two places Pentecost is mentioned in the Bible, one time, it says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Had nothing to do with the Christians. It was a Jewish feast, not a Christian feast. The next time, Paul said what he was going to do at Pentecost because he wanted to get to Jerusalem. That's all. So Pentecost has nothing to do with Christians. Christians do not celebrate Pentecost. So if you say, well, I'm not a Pentecost, you don't have to be a Pentecost. Baptists are not Pentecost. Anglicans are Christians and they don't have anything to do with Pentecost. So Holy Ghost is not for Pentecost. It's for Christians. And we have to stop dividing God's people. The Baptists say, we are Baptists, we have nothing to do with Pentecost. Pentecost says, we are Pentecost, we don't do anything with Anglicans. So you got Anglicans, and then you got the Baptists, and then you got the, what do you call them, the Catholic, Roman Catholic, the Lutherans, the Charismatic. They're all weird. What we ought to have is Christians. So no matter what name they go by, we must bridge the gap. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just heard the Spirit of God say, that's right. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what he just said to me. He said, that's right. Bridge the gap. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bridge the gap. Do you realize if a Baptist minister went into Pentecost church, they'll fire him? If he talked in tongues, they'll retire him from Baptist? If the Anglican came back laying hands on people, they'll ostracize him? It's all nonsense. But it shows how backsliding the Church of Jesus Christ really is. It's so backsliding. But I tell you, there is a move. That's why we're all here tonight. Something is brewing. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. I said, something is happening. You know, Ezekiel was by the Valley of Dry Bones. He said, I looked into the valley and the bones were very dry. And God said, son of man, can these bones live? He said, thou knowest. Then God said, now, son of man, prophesy unto these bones. He didn't say arrange them. He said, prophesy to these bones and say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God shall cause breath to come into you and you shall live. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up
from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Katia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.